State Representative Teresa Tanzi sponsored Rhode Island's House bill to disarm domestic abusers. The South Kingstown Democrat says the Ocean State's stricter gun laws could have prevented someone like the gunman in the Texas church shooting from owning firearms.
Had he been convicted in Rhode Island after the date of enactment, he would have been not only prohibited, as he was federally prohibited, we would have had the ability to confiscate his weapons.
That's because Rhode Island law allows law enforcement to confiscate the firearms of those convicted of domestic abuse. Rhode Island is among more than two dozen states that have enacted laws to disarm domestic abusers. Those laws reflect a growing awareness about the link between domestic violence and mass shootings. According to the nonprofit advocacy group, Every Town for Gun Safety, more than half of all mass shooters, or 54%, have a history of domestic or family violence. Federal law should have prevented the Texas shooter from legally buying or possessing the rifle he used to kill 26 people. But the information about his conviction never made it into the proper federal database. Rhode Island's Tanzi says the federal law is also lacking.
Had there been a federal prosecution of a domestic violence crime, there is still no mechanism to have those guns turned in, to my knowledge.
But even Rhode Island's law would not have disarmed someone like the Texas shooter. Rhode Island's law went into effect July 1st. That was 5 years after the Texas shooter was court-martialed for assaulting his wife and toddler stepson. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.